Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I have said consistently that I'm always happy to talk to Republicans and Democrats about how we shape a budget that is investing in things like early childhood education, rebuilding our roads and bridges, and putting people back to work, growing our economy, making sure that we've got the research and development we need to stay at the cutting edge, and that deals with some of our long-term debt issues. But we're not going to accomplish those things if one party to this conversation says that the only way that they come to the table is if they get 100% of what they want, and if they don't, they threaten to burn down the house.
There's the president offering his take on the battle that shut down the government earlier this past week. So that item, as you probably know, if you've listened to more than 5 seconds of anything on the radio or television when it comes to conversation, has been the number one item on the countdown. We place it at number one. Doug Steffen here, Talk Radio Countdown Show, with our review of the top 10 hits from this past week, the week of September 30th through October 4th. I suppose some people could say it was the first partial week of the 10th month of the year of our Lord, 2013. All right, enough of that stuff. I want to thank the folks at Talkers.com, help us put together this list of the top 10 items. And the death of Tom Clancy is at number 10. Syria is at number 9. The Michael Jackson wrongful death trial listed as number 8. Listed in the number 7 position, the New York City road rage case. Financial market activity in the wake of the government shutdown, number 6. Climate change discussion, number 5. Iran, number 4. The Capitol shooting, number 3. Implementation of the new health care law, number 2. And the government shutdown, as I say, number 1 item this week on our Talk Radio review. Everybody seems to be talking about the shutdown, even sports people. We have this excerpt from a program hosted by two sports guys named Pat Caputo and Dennis Fithian, who admit that while they don't like the health care program, the Republicans didn't do it, they didn't handle things the right way.
Hey, look, you know, I stepped out of my realm today. You know, I, as an independent, you know, I voted 50% in both parties down through the years. I mean, seriously, and I vote pretty much every election at every level. And, you know, I voted for some Republicans and I voted for some Democrats, right? Pretty even across the board. But I have to say this. That I would look at this, and I feel it's political suicide for the Republicans what they're doing. I think that they lost the political legislative fight when they didn't get enough people in Congress or whatever to stop the whole thing with Obamacare, and it passed. It's the law of the land. It passed, and you can't all of a sudden because you've got some political constituents back home and
the word election
passed. I think it's going to backfire on them. It backfired on them before. You know, the whole rhetoric. Now, I'm not saying the Democrats are innocent when it comes down to playing partisan politics. You know, they've been out of control at times, too. But I don't remember anybody quite being quite like this as a group or afraid. It's something that is hurting the country right now because they've decided to politically gridlock it based on, political things instead of what is their job as public servants. And I do put that on the Republican Party right now. And what do you think?
Yeah, and I want to say this. I want to say my personally, because, we have every right to this. I want to keep my party affiliation under wraps, and I'm sure people can understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I would tell you mine because I really don't have any.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I think.
And we always talk, we tell you, 99,
right.
I tell you, now we're getting into partisan politics.
Yeah, because it could be debate.
And I don't mean this discussion necessarily in a partisan political way. For the Democrats that were doing it, I would be, upset about it. And I'm not a advocate of Obamacare. I don't like Obamacare, but when it comes to it was not the right time for it, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. And so, but when something passes, you can't play that type of game. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and for me, because I know the politics we sort of vice, so this is the honest way I look at this right now. No matter what, if you're listening right now, if you're Democrat or Republican, independent, like Pat said, the bottom line is that the government is shut down. There's 800,000 non-essential workers that are going to be furloughed. The national parks are unable to get to. There's a lot of things until the government gets back in order that are not going to be available to people. The troops had issues that they have to deal with now. And like I said, whatever party you fall on, the thing that frustrates me, because it was the Democrats that had this issue right now, I would talk about them. But the Republicans in Congress, led by John Boehner, who, in my honest opinion, I feel is more concerned sometimes with blocking what the Democrats are trying to do than actually doing what is best, whether you agree with one issue or not. I don't agree with every Democratic issue or every Republican issue. But right now, the fact that this has gotten to the point where the government is shut down shows you No matter what side you're on, what Congress and the government is a disaster.
Coming up next on the countdown, more on the government shutdown. You are listening to the weekly talk radio review called the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Okay. New kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger, get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 94Life at TubeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or TubeYoungAgain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Now continuing with those hot hits in talk radio, Doug Steffen here, moving up the ladder from number one. The number one issue is the shutdown. Here are some talk radio callers, a montage, if you will, who feel the Republicans, especially those Tea Party Republicans, are the ones who are the bad guys here.
I've been an independent most of my voting life, which is I'm 65 now, and I have never, ever seen such a disrespectful waste of their time for the American people. Sure, some are Democrats that are doing it, but I've never seen where I've had such negative feelings toward Republicans. And a lot of this has to do with the 2012 when all these Tea Party, 2010 when all these Tea Parties were elected, and they seem to be stupid. I mean, it's like when a CBO director is telling you about what might happen, and then one of the Republicans says something like, well, the CBO's not, you know, they're not always right. Well, how many of them even really know about economics and global economy? I think they were just elected by, I'm sorry, ignorant people who thought we're going to show the government, and it's hard to maintain my independent outlook because I just can't believe what the Republicans are doing. It does not make sense.
If you let somebody get their way by threatening catastrophe, then you can't even govern anymore because everything they want to do will have to go their way because all they got to do is say, we'll produce another catastrophe, like the next one was the debt ceiling catastrophe. You know, and then it's all one after another forever. So the Republican Party needs to be voted out, especially those deep Tea Party people and all those extreme right-wing people. And anybody who votes for them must be kind of slow. You know, I hate to say it, but they must be stupid.
I'm a Republican, sir, but I'm also a special education director in a district that serves primarily disadvantaged children. And having had to watch firsthand the destruction caused by the Republican policies of shutting down the government, of enforcing sequestration on our most helpless and needy children, I have had to simply resign myself that it is not possible to be a Christian and a Republican simultaneously right now. I am absolutely at a loss as to how to explain to my party how wrong, how cruel their actions are. And I can tell you that my father was a Marine who fought in World War II, who was wounded in World War II, and he would never ever have gone to stand at a memorial when children were suffering. He told me many times he fought in World War II to protect the women and children from the predations of other countries who at that time were bent on destroying us. Why we are damaging our national defense and damaging our children right now over these petty political squabbles is beyond me. We must fund the government, and we must fund it adequately. Children are in need, and we are simply not doing what is right.
On the other hand, these callers say it's President Obama and the Democrats who are at fault.
I just think it looks like total incompetence in the White House and also in the Senate with Senate Majority Leader and President Obama refusing, saying either it's my way or the highway, and I don't think that's any way for our government to be run. In my 70 years, this is the worst-run administration and the most incompetent. And I pray for the day that we will have other people that have more sense taking over in Washington and put our country back to work, which that's the main thing that needs to be done.
I would like to start off by saying that I do feel bad for the federal employees due to the shutdown. I think both sides have taken this situation extremely too far, especially Obama. You know, other countries have tried this. We do need a good health care system. You know, the one thing that people are not considering is many people that have devoted their lives to building this country into a better country, a greater country. And, you know, now they're aging. We've got people that are challenged and handicapped in various ways. They need help. You know, we've got people that don't do nothing and get a free ride. And we're not trying to fix problems. But when we have a president that says, I will not negotiate, I will not sit at the table and talk, that I will not listen, they will pass more presidential orders than any president in history, including Franklin Delano Roosevelt. We have a problem. That he says one thing, he does another. You know, the laws are equally protected for everybody in this country. And literally, he gave big business a pass. He's been giving other people passes to laws he says was agreed upon by the Supreme Court. You know, it's totally ignored. And what people are not considering is that there is people out there hurting. They do need help.
I am an independent. I'm a little bit disturbed with both sides of the political party. I watched this debate back and forth between the two clear up until the moment that they shut things down. And I noticed that the Republicans were the ones willing to work. They were the ones sending everything back, and that the Democrats and the president were unwilling to negotiate. Now, this morning, everybody wants to say that the Republicans are going to take a big hit on this, but it appears to me that the Democrats are the ones that took the big hit, and they're the ones that are upset.
Presenting both sides of the issue so that really we are reporting on the issues, and you can decide which side of the issue you're on. Coming up, shift the focus to the health care bill and the Capitol shooting, numbers 2 and 3 on this week's Countdown.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
It's the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen here, number two on the countdown. The implementation of the new Health Care Act from our affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Host Rick Jensen with Senator Tom Carper of Delaware. They talked to one of the callers Rick has. The caller's concerned about how we're going to pay for this new Health Care Act.
We got time for one phone call. Larry has a question for you, Senator Tom Carper, about paying for the Affordable Care Act. Larry?
Number one, I think it's a good thing that we're able to insure people with pre-existing conditions and some of our less fortunate citizens. I've always felt that, you know, we need to do something for affordable health care for those people. But since 2008, I've written letters to the Senate and Congress basically because I was concerned about the funding. How in the world would you fund to fill that massive after just going through an economic downturn? Now, when the Congressional Budget Office was scoring that bill, they actually had to go back, I believe, at least three times, in order to come up with the $985 billion that would have made it fiscally possible. In other words, if they hadn't come up with that figure, it may have prevented the bill from passing. I don't know. When it was passed, let me finish for a second. In 2009, when the bill was passed, within the next year and a half, I believe, the Congressional Budget Office rescored it. When they rescored it, it was double what they had scored when it originally came out. Now, since that time, we've lost major provisions in this bill, which provide a lot of funding. The FAST Act, I believe, and you can quote me if I'm wrong, I think it was supposed to supply $7 to $9 billion or more.
So, in other words, twice as much more money. We're losing funding for it. How are you going to pay for it?
Well, here's the truth. The truth of the matter is, the Congressional Budget Office has rescored this year how much we expect the Affordable Care Act to increase the deficit or reduce the deficit. They rescored it this year, said it's going to reduce the deficit for the next 10 years by about $110 billion. Beyond that, by $1 trillion. And I know there's a lot of talk out there about this is not being paid for, or the cost of it keeps going up. The truth of the matter is, the cost of health care in this country, after going up by double-digit rates of inflation in the last 3 years, has come down to about 4%. At first, I thought it had something to do with the recession, but even in parts of the country where there's not been a recession, the cost of health care has come down dramatically. It's not only the Affordable Care Act, but we're starting to do smarter things here in this country to extend the provide for health care. We're using electronic health records. We're coordinating delivery of health care. We're focusing on obesity. We're trying to do just a whole lot of smarter things, including Delaware Health Information Network, which enables us to get better results for less money, avoid duplication. So a lot of smart stuff being done in our country. We just need more of that.
The Capitol shooting is number three on the countdown. Talk host Jeff Wagner with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Wisconsin was in his office on Capitol Hill when the entire area was put on lockdown because of the woman driving her car into up and down Pennsylvania Avenue from the White House to the Capitol building.
Where were you when you found out about this incident?
Well, literally in our conference room in the Hart building here.
and I was meeting with about a dozen people from Wisconsin. And, you know, again, we've got a pretty scaled-down staff here, just a couple people and some interns. And so we were able to gather everybody together first in a conference room. Then as we could see, it was really wasn't affecting our building. We just brought them all into my office and served them some water if they wanted some, a couple Diet Cokes, and just waited it out.
Senator, what have you been told? We're kind of dependent on the national reports and stuff. Have you learned anything about, you know, what happened, what the incident was involving?
No, really, we're watching the same national news as you are. You know, we obviously have the internal warnings that went off immediately. And, again, I would say the emergency procedure worked pretty good, certainly in our office. And I would say in the heart there was one member of the group that was with me that was a little late, and she was a little concerned because she got kind of locked out. And then we got you know, a call, and we were looking for her. And I actually went out in the hall and shouted her name trying to look for her. And we finally got her in. She was obviously concerned.
So it doesn't appear, Senator, from the reports that we're hearing, that members of Congress or the staff, people inside the buildings in Capitol Hill, in this case, were really in danger. The Capitol Police were able to take care of the problem and keep it outside the buildings?
Yeah, it sounded like this was really the kind of the end result of some kind of high-speed chase. I don't think anybody knows why. I mean, the fact of the matter is that it happened right outside the Hart Building. We're on Constitution and Second, and that's pretty much right where this occurred.
Iran and climate change in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Mark, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back in to the list of the hot hits this week. A lot of research is done by people on my staff and people at the Talkers.com website, so you know we've got a good solid list here. Up to number four, what's happening in Iran? Here's host Rita Cosby talking to Ido Aroni, who's the Consul General of Israel, about the new president of Iran, whose Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says is nothing more than a wolf in sheep's clothing.
I want to ask you, first of all, I guess your reaction and the reaction that Israel has gotten so far to a very passionate speech from your prime minister. I thought it was a very eloquent and powerful speech.
That's exactly the kind of reaction that we're getting. It was a very powerful speech, powerfully delivered. The message was clear, and the prime minister conveyed it also in a very coherent fashion, if I may say so. The gist of it is when it comes to your enemies, Prime Minister recommended distrust, dismantle, and verify. That's really the gist of the speech.
One of the things he also said, Ambassador Aroni, was that this new president, President Rouhani, somewhat sort of masterminded Iran's nuclear weapons program and to sort of act like he doesn't really know anything about it, that he's actually much more connected to it than most Americans, I think, realized.
Absolutely. As a former key player in Iran's security apparatus, the president of Iran is intimately familiar with the details of Iran's nuclear program, and he knows, just as other leaders of Iran know, that the program is not meant to be a peaceful program. Iran is the second largest producer of natural gas and oil in our region, one of the most important players in the field of energy, and the notion and the claim that this whole thing is meant to produce electricity and energy for peaceful so-called purposes is, of course, ridiculous.
One of the things I thought he made very clear, and it's something that he has said before, is that if Israel has to, they will go it alone, that they will not allow Iran to have nuclear weapons at all costs. Do you think that there is enough support in the American public? What would you say to the American audience listening now about how important it is for Americans to realize this, too?
Well, I think the most important thing for the listeners to know is that Iran does not pose a threat just to Israel. Iran is an international instigator of violence all over the world. Even before we begin the discussion about the threat posed by nuclear Iran, we should complete the discussion about the threat posed by conventional Iran. Iran has been the number one instigator of violence in Latin America, in North Africa, in Central Asia, and of course in the Middle East.
Here's Talk Host Al Malmberg with correspondent Simon Owen. They talk about the UN, the International Government Panel on Climate Control, or climate change, bringing in a report which finds that man is responsible for the warming of the planet.
This dense 36-page document is considered the most comprehensive statement on our understanding of the mechanics of a warming planet. It states boldly that since the 1950s, many of the observed changes in the climate system are unprecedented over decades to millennia. Each of the last three decades has been successively warmer at the Earth's surface and warmer than any period since 1850, and probably warmer than any time in the past 1,400 years. What in heaven's name does the word probably mean? I thought scientists are supposed to deal with facts and facts only. The word probably, should that be in a scientific report? What have you learned about this IPCC climate report?
Well, their main finding is that they say now that they are 95% certain that this is a man-made problem, global warming. Previously they said it was 90%, now they're up to 95%, and I think if you ask scientists, many of them will say that 95% is a bit of a gold standard as far as they go, because many of these things they say simply can't be proved, at least not yet, to 100% certainty. So they're putting it at 95%, and they say that's down to better observation, more refined techniques to try and find the cause of this.
Here is a quote. It says, each of the last three decades has been successively warmer at the Earth's surface and warmer than any period since 1850, and probably warmer than any time in the past 1,400 years. How often do you see the word probably used in a scientific report?
Well, I mean, I suppose they say that this is, we're talking about 1,400 years, you're talking about what, the late 1800s or so, and the records aren't as precise as they might hope they are back then.
Well, then how do you prove it as factual?
Well, I don't think they are. I mean, they're talking about 95% probability, aren't they? They're not saying 100% because they don't have the records to talk about it. You know, they had plenty of points to answer here, which people have thrown at them in the past, which is, you know, this panel, for a start, only reports every few years. The last overview they published was 6 years ago, so a lot has happened since then. And one of their issues they had to tackle was the fact that despite all the talk of global warming, actually temperature rises have slowed over the past 15 years or so. What's their response to that? Well, they say that you can't look at climate change figures for periods of less than 30 years, so they want to give that some more time. But they also say this is what they call a pause, a natural pause in the Earth. They didn't predict this specific pause arriving, but they say that doesn't mean it's not an unusual thing to have this kind of slowdown, which they insist is still temporary.
Up next here on the Countdown, the market situation. A road rage problem that is really very, very disturbing. And Michael Jackson's trial all on its way here on the Countdown.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Talk radio. The hot hits there, too, are there from. I'm Doug Steffen reporting on all this activity here as we move up to the number six item on the countdown. What happened this week in the financial markets as a result of the number one issue, the government shutdown? Here from our affiliate KFAB in Omaha, host Scott Voorhees talks to financial analyst Daryl Bryant about the impact the shutdown is having on these markets.
Can you give us some indication that this is not the first time the government shut down? We've had several of them over the last 35 years or so. What do you think the market's going to do this time?
You know, it's hard to know really what to expect. This is a different economy, of course, that we're in now. So there's a lot of factors that are in play today. For example, our debt ceiling, and we have that deadline on October 17th. Certainly will play a factor. We're dealing with this bond tapering and so forth. But risk aversion definitely has peaked quite a little bit. You're going to see some people obviously trying to beat one another to the punch and exit. So we'll see a little bit of selling. I would think that the size of the correction just from the shutdown itself will likely depend on just the length of time that we go. We might see, if we drag on for weeks and 3 or 4 weeks, we might see, I don't know, maybe a 5 to 7% correction. I wouldn't be too concerned if I'm, if I'm a 35-year-old guy. I'm not too concerned with this on the very short term. If I'm a retired person, we're nearing retirement within the next year or two. There's just too many things happening right now, and price earnings ratios are high, et cetera. So super short term, we're going to see some volatility. Long term, longer term, I think we'll wait and see what happens with this, here on October 17th with the debt ceiling deadline.
The New York City road rage case, number seven on the countdown. Host John Zach and Susan Rose talking to legal analyst Steve Barnes about the case in New York City where a group of bikers chased after an SUV, dragged a driver out, and beat him.
This incident in New York City, it's very serious. The video has gone viral, and it was posted by one of the bikers. How wise was that?
Probably not too wise. Apparently it was made, from what I've read, with a helmet cam. And one of the fellows was wearing a camera on his helmet, and it pretty much speaks for itself. It's not entirely clear, at least from my viewing of the video, why this happened the way that it did. but there were probably hand gestures or something between the bikers and the car, and this is what ensued.
Boy, you know, you look at this, it's amazing the how terrifying this video is, which makes you wonder, you know, what's happening with road rage cases? I mean, as an attorney, I mean, a lot of road rage cases, if they get to that level, are no longer involve the insurance companies, but probably more involve police agencies. But what are you seeing?
Well, there's road rage, and then there's road rage. There are certain instances where you might have drivers acting in kind of a crazy and irrational way, frequently fueled by alcohol, that will not necessarily rise to the level of intentional conduct, but will instead be, you know, grossly negligent. In the former case, there will be no insurance coverage because insurance doesn't cover parties for their intentional acts. But in the latter case, it will be there'll be insurance coverage if the plaintiff, the injured plaintiff, can prove that there was grossly negligent conduct as opposed to intentional conduct.
Well, you know, how do you look for evidence where you can prove a case like that then?
Well, you look at a lot of times you look at the police report. We'll always conduct a private investigation. Most attorneys will do that. You know, rarely do you have a video, as we see in this New York case. You know, I don't know. I mean, with this guy that was pounding out the windshield with his helmet, I think it's going to be a difficult argument for any plaintiff's attorney to claim that that was anything other than intentional conduct.
Number 8 on the countdown, Michael Jackson's wrongful death trial. Host John and Ken in Los Angeles talking to entertainment reporter Eric Leonard about the verdict in the case, which found that the concert promoter were not responsible for the death of Michael Jackson.
Some of the coverage, you know, I didn't follow this that closely, as it was 21 weeks, but I thought it was really going to be key was question one, basically, who hired Conrad Murray, and this jury did find that AEG did, and so I thought, uh-oh, there's going to be money, but question two turned out to be the one that it turned on, is whether or not they did the due diligence in checking out Conrad Murray before they hired him.
Well, and my understanding from some folks who've been here every day, obviously we haven't been paying close attention to this, was that the question two really spoke to whether or not Conrad Murray was competent to do the job he was hired to do. The job he was hired to do was not to put Michael Jackson to sleep every night with an anesthetic. The job he was hired to do was simply to monitor his health and keep him healthy for a concert tour. And the jurors found unanimously, by the way, they didn't have to reach a unanimous verdict, but they did on both questions. The jurors found unanimously that AEG hired somebody who was basically competent to do a simple physician's job. And that's it. I mean, that ends everything,
sure.
All of the liability.
And that's just keeping track of his vital signs, right? His heart rate, his blood pressure, and things like that.
And he
wasn't hired to administer propofol every night.
Right. And the way the question was posed almost made it sound like, was he competent or incompetent? Well, you'd say, well, since he's in prison for killing Michael Jackson, chances are you'd say he's incompetent. But that's not really the nuance of the question. It's whether he was competent to do the very simple thing he was hired. And yes, they found that he was, or in the manner of legalese on the verdict form, was he not incompetent, is I think the way it was phrased. And the jurors said no.
Yeah, because, you know, there's been a question about whether or not AEG directed and controlled Murray. Meaning, I don't know, would you have to find that AEG said, yeah, give him more propofol.
If you remember back in the criminal trial, we heard a little bit about the contact that was going on, most of it by email, between Kenny Ortega, who was the producer of and director of the This Is It concert, as they were doing the rehearsals in downtown L.A. There were emails from him that went back and forth to a number of AEG executives where he voiced his concerns about Jackson's health. Not so much directly to whether Conrad Murray was doing a good job or not, but really about, is Jackson capable of pulling this off? I have some concerns. I don't remember the exact wording, but those certainly came into play in the civil trial because the Jackson family was trying to show that AEG had been put on notice that something was wrong and should have extrapolated from messages like those and many others. There was a lot more testimony than was even in the criminal case, that something was amiss, not just with Jackson, but with Murray and Murray's treatment of Jackson.
Coming up next on the countdown, Syria and Tom Clancy. That is, as I pointed out, the next item or the next couple of items here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water stored, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, up to number 9 on the countdown. What's happening in Syria? Host Charlie Brennan talks to military analyst Colonel Jeff McCausland about the latest on Syria's turnover of their stockpile of chemical weapons.
I can't remember anything in U.S. military history quite like what we just went through. And that is that the president was threatening military action against Syria. And then Russian leader Putin said, well, hang on a moment. What if Syria gives up all of its gas weapons, the sarin and the mustard gas, whatever? What if we work through that? Syria agreed, and right now, UN weapons inspectors are basically embarking on Syria.
That's exactly correct. It's been a kind of a head-spinning time here for the last month in Syria following the attack in Damascus on the 21st of August that killed a large number of people, reported and subsequently verified that it was, in fact, sarin gas. UN inspection team went in there and verified that, of course. All indications was it was from the Syrian government. And now we're embarked today following a UN resolution last Friday. As you say, UN inspection teams under the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons heading into Syria actually to destroy that stockpile, which is quite significant, about 1,000 tons of chemical munitions.
But in about 50 locations, or are there 50? Maybe there are 250. Do we really know?
Well, they had to provide initial inventory. They, the Syrians and the people I've talked with and the announcements by the OPCW, was they thought that was a fairly accurate presentation by the Syrians of what they had and where they had it. But this is still going to be a monumental task, as you say, a large number of sites. And, of course, we're going to be destroying these particular weapons in the middle of a war. So the security of those teams that are conducting this destruction is going to be a pretty daunting task, along with the task they have rendering those weapons useless.
Last week, the CBS New York Times poll indicated most Americans don't think we're going to have unfettered access to all the weapons. What do you think?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I think it remains to be seen how much the Syrians will cooperate. Again, it will be a challenge because of that ongoing conflict. There does seem to be some suggestion that Assad, president of Syria, has determined that, quite frankly, these weapons may be more of a liability than an asset. And as a consequence, he can give these up and really not diminish his military significantly. The other thing I think it's important to keep in mind, that while this is important, no one wants to see these weapons falling into a third-party hands. It doesn't really do that much in terms of ending this conflict, which has gone on now for a couple of years. Over 100,000 Syrians have been killed, 2 million are refugees, and still a major threat to destabilize the region, even if we are able to destroy the stockpile.
Number 10 item on the countdown, the death of Tom Clancy. Host Jack Ricciardi talked to best-selling author Brad Meltzer about the impact Clancy had on Meltzer's writing career.
Tell me a little bit about Tom Clancy and what he means to the younger guys like yourself who've come into the business and perhaps read him before you were, yourself a published author.
If you're a thriller writer today, you are not here without Tom Clancy,
yeah.
Right? I mean, my what do I do for a living? I write mainstream thrillers that are filled with government secrets, how the government works, with an action hero who runs around trying to protect us. And I wish, Jack, that I invented that. But, you know, listen, Tom Clancy was there long before all of us. You know, I owe my career to what he really, that path he paved for us.
Yeah. I remember people saying, too, at the time that the Berlin Wall was coming down and the implosion of the Soviet Union, oh, well, now that's the end of those thrillers and that genre because that enemy has gone away. And he really seamlessly, you all did, really seamlessly moved past that and found other ways to write that kind of story.
Well, you know what? I think, as we all know, there was a point in time where America wanted to read Westerns, right? And then the West just wasn't what the West was, and they started doing crime fiction, and then it was legal thrillers, and then it was, you know, military thrillers. And those things aren't just about, you know, the craft looking at the world and saying what can sell. It's really where, you know, don't forget that all art is a reflection of its own culture. And so Tom Clancy is you know, wasn't just some guy who happened to hit it big. He was reflecting what the appetite for the whole country was and what we wanted to know about. And we wanted to know how the government worked. We wanted to know what the Russians were doing. And, you know, I think, you know, it's amazing. I did a book a couple of years ago with an artist, and as a thank you present for the artist, I always like to get signed books by famous authors. And so a buddy of mine, you know, wanted a first edition of a Kurt Vonnegut book, and another, you know, artist wanted this. And I asked this, you know, one of the best artists in the whole country, I said, what's your favorite thriller? And he said to me, The Hunt for Red October.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and found that original copy that he published with the Naval Press that, you know, didn't even have a color cover on it. You should see what the first edition looks like. It looks like, you know, Kinko's stapled it together. but it was, you know, it was to him as good as getting a copy of Moby Dick.
So let's recap. The death of Tom Clancy is at number 10. Syria is number 9. Michael Jackson's wrongful death trial showed up at number 8. New York City road rage case showed up at number 7. And number 6, financial market activity. Climate change turned into the number 5 item this week. What's happening in Iran with the new president, number 4. Capital shooting, number 3. It might have been number 2, but it happened late in the week. The implementation of the health care bill, maybe not, because the health care thing has been very hot. So that's number 2. And, of course, the government shutdown, number 1 item this week. On this week's review of the hot hits in the talk radio world, this the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the 3 that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.